This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United Nations Human Rights Office said on Thursday gang violence in Haiti has killed more than 1,500 people so far this year, including many children, while dozens have been lynched, stoned, or burned alive by so-called self-defense brigades. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, spoke on the tragedy in Haiti.
Increasing levels of gang violence have eroded the rule of law and brought state institutions close to collapse. Tackling insecurity must be a top priority to protect the population and to prevent further human suffering.
Haiti's shattering gang wars have intensified in recent weeks, with heavily armed rivals unleashing fresh waves of attacks, including raids on police stations and the international airport. A major salvage operation is set to start after a bridge collapsed in the U.S. city of Baltimore when it was struck by a massive cargo ship early this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mergani reports.
It's part of the broader effort to move the cargo ship that rammed the bridge, recover the remaining victims of the collapse, and find out what went wrong.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on WMAR as the state asked the Biden administration for $60 million in emergency funding to start the work. President Biden has said the federal government will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. Sagar Mergani, Washington.
In a legally binding order, the top United Nations court says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, and fuel, and other supplies. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.